Chapter 7. Can losing a horse bring good luck? About 2,000 years ago, more and more Chinese people moved to the northern frontier of China. Here they came into contact with the nomadic tribes that roamed the area. Sometimes they lived side by side peacefully, sometimes not. In one of these frontier villages, there lived an old man who had only a son and a horse as his family. One day, his horse disappeared. Everyone thought it either wandered over to the nomads' area or was in fact stolen by the nomads. The old man's friends came to console him, but they were surprised to hear him say, "How do we know this is not a blessing in disguise?" Sure enough, a couple of weeks later, his horse came home, bringing with it a sprightly mare. Now everyone thought the horse had gone off and found himself a mate, so they came to congratulate the old man. But the old man replied, "How do we know this is not a tragedy in the making?" Just a couple of days later, disaster struck. The old man's son loved to ride horses, but the mare had never been trained. When the young man mounted her, she reared up and threw him to the ground. He heard his right leg snap, then felt a shooting pain. Alas, this accident crippled him for the rest of his life. The old man's friends again came to console him. This time they were not too surprised to hear him say, "How do we know this is not a blessing in disguise?" A year later, war broke out between the nomadic tribes and the Chinese Empire. The Chinese emperor called all the able-bodied young men in the villages to fight the nomads. Many of them died in battle. The old man's son, crippled from his fall, did not join the war and lived on. To this day, when trouble befalls a Chinese person, his friends may remind him that it may be a blessing in disguise, just like the old man who lost his horse.